Glad to hear you.
Very good. I hope I did not intrude on some urgent matter.
Not at all. I'm just sitting here talking to Houston Hart of the Hart Hanks Papers in Texas and getting ready to see the Prince of Cambodia and Assistant Secretary of State. I'm mighty glad you called.
Well, now, here is the reason I am calling, and if you've got just 1 minute, I'll try to express myself as clearly as I can. In my time, which covers a half of a century and a good number of presidents, I, along with everybody else, have heard presidents talk under a great number of circumstances, some of them trying, some of them in crisis. But this noon I determined that I was going to go out to my home and sit quietly with Marion and listen to you, because I had the intuitive feeling that by the manner in which you did this and what you said, that you were going to create a very lasting impression one way or the other on the American people. Now, the reason I picked this telephone up to call you is that I do not remember in all of my time when any president of the United States, so recently assuming his heavy responsibility, did so impressive and tremendous a job as you did just a few moments ago, and I could not resist the temptation of calling you. That's the sum total of my call.
You don't know how much strength that gives me, not only because of my high regard for you, but I was up till 2:30 this morning, and I tried so hard to pay just tribute and still let the country know that I had some thoughts of my own, and that we were going to be prudent, frugal, progressive people, but we were going to be in charge.
Well, I think, Mr. President, you did. You accomplished all of those things from the moment you walked down the aisle to the rostrum, all through your address. And on the way out, including your quick look up at Mrs. Johnson and your daughter in the balcony, all the way through, I think you did one of the most extraordinarily earnest and impressive jobs I have ever seen. And the image that you succeeded in driving through the screen today all over America, in my judgment, was wonderful for the country and good for you.
Well, I hope it works out that way, because all I want to do is to try to do a good job for all America and all people, regardless of their politics or their race or their religion or anything else. I just want to all be Americans. I think we've got too much hate, too much division, too much partisanship, and I'm glad we've got men like you, and I'll be calling on you, and any time you think that I need a little straightening out, please sit down and write me frankly, because you've been my friend for a good many years.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate that, and I just want to reiterate once again, just as earnestly as I can, and at the same time, even under the trying circumstances, to hope that you and your family have a nice Thanksgiving. I just want to say that in 1/2 hour today, you did for the United States of America at a very critical job, something that I did not, that 3 hours ago, I thought you had probably one of the most difficult challenges any human being ever faced, and I think you did it with just superb and just magnificent way, and I think that you did, again, I say, a great service for this country, and I think the image that you created for yourself is going to last for all time.
Thank you, Louis, so much, and I'll be seeing you, and call me when you come to town.
You bet I will, and good luck to you all the way down.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Waiting.